Welcome to the Catholic Cafe, where Catholic truth is served fresh daily. We've made you a reservation in the luxurious corner booth, so come on in and see what's on the menu today. Now, here's your host, Deacon Jeff Drzemski.
Greetings and welcome to the luxurious corner booth of the Catholic Cafe. Today we'll be talking about Advent. Now here's your host, Grand Deacon Jeff.
Oh, that was an excellent, excellent introduction.
Thank you.
That's my granddaughter. That's my granddaughter.
The future host of the Catholic Cafe.
Yes, exactly. I think you have potential. I think
potential.
That's enough potential. You're already there.
Yeah, you're the current host, actually.
So thank you, Charlotte. My granddaughter's joining us today for a very special episode of the Catholic Cafe, the Advent episode. And we find ourselves here in Advent. We find ourselves in the second week of Advent, and we have a giggle box sitting on the other side over there. And of course, I'm joined on my left here with Ziggy Rodriguez.
That's me.
And I'm so Ziggy, we are talking about Advent. I wanted to bring Charlotte. Why are you so giggly?
I don't know.
Okay. That's right. You know what? It must be the special coffee.
It's not even Gaudete Sunday.
Yes.
But the joy of Advent is already
here. So tell me about that coffee. Is that coffee good?
Really good.
Okay. Is it the best, though?
It's the best. It's the only coffee that I like. I don't like coffee.
See, there
this
you go.
Special.
That's a great testimonial to
it's
the coffee.
It's mixed up with lots of sugar, too.
That's right.
Right.
I need to let people know. I need to let people know that Grand Deacon is not an ecclesiastical title, but I did get permission from my bishop to use that. She calls me Grand Deacon. That's my grand.
Well, actually, I just call him Deacon now.
Well, now you've grown up.
Yeah,
you've grown up.
When
you were little, it was Grand Deacon. And, you know, and some people, you know, they say like, oh, when she was born.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what's your granddaughter going to call you? I said, Grand Deacon.
And they're like,
they started laughing. I said, why is that so funny? Because, you know, everyone else gets called like, you're like Papaw.
Yeah.
And Poopaw and all these funny,
Peepaw?
Goofy, yeah, all these weird names. And Grand Deacon. Does that not sound cool?
Well, it sounds cool, but also...
It's awesome.
You know, deacon means servant, and we talked a few weeks ago about the reading that Jesus says the greatest in the kingdom must be the servant of all. So you're the grand servant.
I'm the grand servant.
Absolutely.
You can call me grand servant. That's nice.
No.
All right. So
no,
you know
that
what?
Wrong.
So we're gonna get into the show now. We're gonna get into the show because I think we're gonna run out of time if we don't. And so here's the deal. So first of all, Charlotte, I'm so glad you're joining us.
I wanted
to bring you because you're an expert about a lot of things.
Yes, I am.
How old are you?
9. Almost 10.
You're almost 10.
Almost
so that's
10.
Usually what happens when you're 9, you usually go to 10. Sam skipped.
Now,
Sam went right to 11.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to 11.
Ours
goes to 11. A Spinal Tap
so
reference.
You're a year older than you should be? Because you skipped 10 and went to 11?
Yes.
See, nothing gets past her. So the reason we're talking about Advent is because, you know, and I'm going to call this show Remembering Advent.
Yeah.
And the reason I call it that, well, so Remembering Advent, because, well, I asked her, I said, what season is this? And she knew.
Advent.
That's right. She knew it was Advent.
I originally answered winter.
That's right. Winter. She's honest. But you did know it was Advent, and we talked a little bit, like, but what church season is it? And then you knew it was Advent.
Yeah.
That's right. And what do you know what Advent is all about?
Burning down my Nana's table.
Okay, so...
That's what the Advent candles did.
So there's a story
it's an ancient
there.
Ancient tradition.
Yes. So my granddaughter just told a couple of million people that we lit our dining room table on fire.
On accident by Advent candles.
Yeah, we put the Advent wreath on, and we left it. And this is not something I advise. And so now, 2 years later, we have a new dining room table.
Oh.
So.
Well, that was the first time it was on accident. Now it's just an every year
tradition. No. We will be going through a lot of dining room tables.
No, that would be very expensive.
I took the old one, the one that was like halfway burnt down.
That's right. So my daughter decided she wanted to be like handy woman or whatever you call that, and
nice.
She scraped all the gunk off and repainted or something. Anyway, it's lovely. All that aside, Advent is a season we know that we prepare for Christmas, and I call it. Remembering Advent because I think Sam. I mean, tell me. I mean, have people forgotten?
I think so. we hear a lot about the war on Christmas, but I think that we forget that, you know, people say, oh, we really didn't need to fight for Christmas, and therefore we need to start celebrating Christmas as soon as November begins or as soon as Thanksgiving ends. And, you know, from the Catholic perspective, we're skipping over Advent. And what ends up happening is within our culture, you've got Christmas. A lot of times it's a Christmas celebrations. A lot of times it's a highly secular version of Christmas, where a lot of times you'll have to fight tooth and nail just to kind of speak about the reason for the season, right?
Yes.
But then once it hits December 26th, in the United States at least, for those of our listeners who are in the U.S., all of a sudden, you're supposed to switch to Happy New Year. If you say Merry Christmas to somebody the day after Christmas, people look at you kind of weird unless it's a fellow Catholic who gets it, right?
Right.
And generally speaking, that's about it. And so we live in Tennessee. We live in Memphis, Tennessee. 4% of Memphis is Catholic. And so as a result, you've got literally 96% of the city. They are not ready to hear Merry Christmas on December 26th. And Christmas for us has just begun.
Now, me growing up, we used to have real Christmas trees. And there are still a few real Christmas tree lots out there.
Yeah.
But I still remember that on December 26th, you'd drive down the street and you would see all the trees laying on the side of the road.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And now you don't see that so much anymore. People don't throw away their artificial trees and get new ones. And they're not like Bic lighters.
Right.
I'm showing my age there, too. You know, but when you mentioned where people are, and now I'm going to be clear here. I love the group Straight No Chaser. I don't know if you've heard. There's a song called Christmas Can Can, right? Charlotte loves this too.
That one.
Yeah. So that's right. They got really famous for this first song, and they're one of these choral groups, and they're really funny. And I'll just read you the lyrics or the beginning of their song called Christmas Can Can. Christmas, Christmas time is here, and Christmas songs you love to hear. Thoughts of joy and hope and cheer, but mostly shopping. Christmas, Christmas time is here, the sleigh bells and the red-nosed deer, songs and songs we love to hear, all played 1,000 times a year. Heard the same song 20 times, and it's only Halloween. All right, so you get the idea. So
I liked 12 Days of Christmas. That one's really silly. That's their silliest song.
Yes. That's so awesome. So there's this idea that we rush into Christmas.
Right.
And I love Christmas. Don't get me wrong. We've done Christmas shows, and I love that season. And so I guess we need to talk a little bit how do we remember Advent? I mean, first of all, let's try to figure out what Advent means and why, you know. And we know it's from the Latin Adventus, you know, which means to come or coming, right? That's what the word Advent means.
So, I'm still discovering Latin.
That's right.
You're not yet fluent?
Nope,
she's not fluent. She's fluent in 9-year-old. She is fluent in that. And
I'm fluent in pig Latin. Do you speak pig Latin?
Wink.
That was beautiful. She's fluent in pig Latin, apparently. So what does Advent mean? I mean, what are we trying to celebrate when we celebrate? What is that season all about?
Well, so it's about Christ. We are waiting in joyful hope as a called people, the church, waiting for our Lord's coming, right? And so what we're doing during that time is we're preparing ourselves. So it's a time of spiritual preparation. So when people say, like, gee, we've forgotten the reason for the season, it's like, well, have we taken the time to say, maybe I need to look at myself and see if there's some things in my heart, in my mind, in my spirit, in the way in which I relate to others, in the way in which I see the world and see others and see myself. Maybe there's some things that really I need to take some efforts to change. Maybe there's some sacrifices I need to offer up so that I can really prepare to receive Jesus and welcome him into my heart and welcome him into the throne that is in my heart, prepared for him, that it may be the best possible seat for him to take.
So I 100% agree. And I think that part has been slightly lost, right?
Yeah.
Now, we Catholics, I mean, we still do our, when we're not burning down our dining room tables, right? We still we still do those things that, that Catholics do
sure.
at Advent. We have the Advent wreath, and we realize. So, Charlotte, you know when you go to Mass during Advent, what color do we suddenly see up there? What is everybody wearing?
Purple? Remember,
purple, yes.
And pink, sometimes pink.
Well, that's right. And the sometimes pink is usually sometimes the third pink. Sunday of Advent.
Third Sunday. So, next week?
Yes, exactly right. Exactly right. It's okay. You can't wait. It's wearing. You're wearing pink now, and so you're 1 week early. But that's okay.
Okay. So one thing I don't understand is the first week of Advent is purple. Second week is purple. Third week is pink, and then fourth week is purple.
A lot of
why isn't fourth week pink?
Oh, that's a good question. And by the way, a lot of clergy will quickly say it's rose. It's not pink.
That's right.
Okay. Thanks.
Because we all know that, you know, at the resurrection, Jesus rose. He didn't pink. That's right. That's how we remember that. But anyway, so that's a great question, right? So think about Advent as a season of preparation. We are preparing for Christmas, right? So as we get closer to Christmas, we start to think more and more about Christmas and about the joy and the hope that's going to be coming in the baby Jesus. And we think, this is going to be awesome, right? And so as we get closer, we want to remind ourselves in visible ways about that joy that's coming. And so the third week of Advent, it's called Gaudete Sunday.
What?
Gaudete is Gaudete. That's right. So that word, that word means rejoice, and it comes from the readings at the time. So the readings that we have at Mass. Rejoice, I say again, rejoice, comes from St. Paul. So Gaudete in Latin, that's the Latin for rejoice.
To God?
Well, yes, rejoice because Jesus is going to be born. Yes, right? And so
I thought about it for a little bit, and mm-hmm. I thought that the third week was highlighted rose.
Rose.
Because
And?
Because three is the number for the Trinity. And I was like,
it does make sense. Right. It does make a little bit of sense. But really, it's about preparing. And it's just a reminder. And you go back to purple right before, because like we don't want to forget about Advent.
Yeah.
And we don't want to jump to Christmas, but we want to be reminded that Christmas is coming.
We want to still be grounded in the need for penance and sacrifice, right?
That's right. The goose is getting fat. Okay, that's not one of the Christmas songs we sing at Mass. You probably won't hear that. Lo, how a Christmas goose air coming. No, it's like air blooming. No, it's not.
Well, for a lot of people, by the way, with Gaudete Sunday, that was also the Sunday where you started decorating. You know,
that's right.
And
oh, really?
You know, yeah. It used to be you wouldn't get a tree until then, or if you got a tree, you didn't decorate it until then. And like I said, now it's right after Halloween or right after Thanksgiving, depending on what people choose to pick. I know there's a priest here in our diocese, Father Ravi Favaza. He loves Christmas and he puts up, you know, his trees and stuff. But if you say to him, Merry Christmas, or if you say to him, I like your Christmas tree, he will very quickly say, that's not a Christmas tree. That's an Advent bush.
Yes, oh, my gosh.
It's an Advent bush until it's official.
Christmas tree.
And it suddenly becomes a Christmas tree.
Fifth week of Advent. Fifth week of Advent is
actually
when
Christmas.
It becomes
that's right.
Christmas tree. It's an Advent bush.
That's right. So the thing is, if we're going to prepare for Christmas, and we don't want to forget Advent. And you mentioned, Sam, that about preparing your heart, preparing the throne. Mm-hmm. I mean, so we want to realize that we need to strike a balance. There needs to be a balance, and that we want to. And I'm not a, you know, but whatever. There's like, we have to step into this.
Right.
Right. And there's a song called Step Into Christmas, you know.
Step into Christmas.
Yeah, but it has nothing. It's not a spiritual song, but there's some truth there that we need to step into this, that we don't suddenly just launch into Christmas.
Right. Well, I think that one of the problems that a lot of us have when we see the way in which our culture celebrates Christmas, you know, because some folks are just say, you know, the war on Christmas, we just need to make sure everyone says Merry Christmas more often.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, you know, if you have something that's completely commercialized, if you have something that's completely separated from the meaning of Christmas within Christian tradition, you know, like there was a show, Ted Lasso, that a lot of people really love, and at their Christmas special, Ted Lasso, who's supposed to be a very wholesome, you know, pure-hearted person, he says that they're celebrating Santa's birthday.
Okay.
Yeah. Santa.
Yeah.
It's Jesus' birthday.
It's Jesus' birthday, yes.
Too bad you weren't there on the set to remind them when they shot Ted Lasso.
I mean, well, listen, let's
I
face it.
I probably wasn't born.
If we know something about the history of St. Nicholas, he punches heretics. I don't think that, I don't think he would have taken too kindly to that.
Arius would tend to agree with you.
So, but the point is just sort of, I think that to an extent, if we let the consumer culture around us define Christmas and what, and as opposed to letting church tradition define Christmas, then we're already sort of losing that war on Christmas. And what the problem there is, what is consumer culture all about? Me, 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 me. It's about the self. It's about what I want.
Right.
And so then if we have Christmas be all about, I want this and I want that, and I hope I get this from this person, or I hope I get appreciation for the things that I did for these people, then instead what we're completely, we've already sort of lost that war on Christmas, so to speak, even if we're saying Merry Christmas till we're blue in the face.
Right.
It's only by really taking the time to let it be a time of preparation to really celebrate Advent that we're allowing the Christmas meaning to fully express itself.
And again, we step into it, right? As we get closer to Christmas, we're reminded that when Charlotte talked about the pink candle, I mean, this is it's a visible reminder that we're getting closer, right? And that's an important thing. And so there is a balance, because you had mentioned earlier, and we all know that Advent really, it does have a penitential character to it.
Yeah.
Right? Because we have to prepare the throne. We have to prepare for the big feast. So there's work involved in preparing, right? Mm-hmm. And there's different ways in which we can prepare. Tom and I have always talked about, I mean, pretty much every time we had a top 10 list of something we're going to do, and there is a show called Top 10 Things You Can Do to Prepare for Advent. Look that one up. But at the top of the list is confession. Right?
Yeah.
It's just essentially preparing the throne, your soul, to receive the king.
Yeah.
Well, you want to clean the throne.
Right.
Right. When the throne's dirty, it's like, don't make him sit there in that throne. You know?
He's the clean one.
That's right. Yes, exactly right. Clean it up, you know? And confession is that way in which we do that. But there's so many other things we can do in that penitential spirit. But we don't want, this is not a time of mourning.
No, yeah.
Right? We're not rending our garments.
Right.
Like we do, in Lent. I mean, it's a different character, right? And so the idea is that we have a penitential spirit, because it's not about commercialism. It's not about me, and it's not about all this stuff. It's about joy. It's about hope.
Yes.
Right? Joy to the Lord?
That joy to the world, right?
Lord.
The Lord is come, right? And that's an important concept. So, and I love the readings as we, the second Sunday of Advent. The first reading is from Baruch.
Right.
I love saying that. Baruch.
Yes.
Baruch.
Yeah, so it's right. Baruch. Charlotte was actually going to be named Baruch. But they
no,
just, they went
I was
with Charlotte.
Not. I was not.
So listen to Baruch. This is chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. I'm not going to read the whole thing. But essentially, this is the perfect way to understand the character of Advent. It says, Jerusalem, take off your robe of mourning and misery. Put on the splendor of glory from God forever, wrapped in the cloak of justice from God. Bear on your head the mitre that displays the glory of the eternal name. For God will show all the earth your splendor. You will be named by God forever the peace of justice, the glory of God's worship. Up, Jerusalem, stand upon the heights. Look to the east and see your children gathered from the east and the west, and the word of the Holy One, rejoicing that they are remembered by God. There's more to it there, but it's like, okay, stand up, get ready. You know, the Lord's coming, right? We're anticipating the Lord, and you're going to be in glory, because the light of the Lord will shine on Jerusalem and the new Jerusalem, his church.
Right.
Right? And so we need to see this character of standing up and being in the light and seeing joy. And I love this, take off your robe of mourning and misery.
Right.
So this is how you can have a joyful yet penitential and preparatory spirit during this Advent time, and how we can sort of grow in love with Christmas, because we're growing in love with Jesus.
Yes.
Right? And we grow in that, so it doesn't start immediately. It's something that we've got to step into.
Well, and also, you know, some of our listeners might be planning holiday parties, and you know, some of us, it might be during the Advent season, and then some of us, we might not even have holiday. A lot of times it's, you know, having a party after December 25th.
Right.
you don't really do that anymore, or if you do, you're preparing for New Year's, right? Yes. And so one way that we can ask our listeners to think about is, if you've got plans for a get-together prior to December 25th, maybe pray about whether you want to call it more of an Advent party and have some characteristics of Advent sort of witnessed there as a part of the party. And if you are in the process now of saying, gosh, I want to have a get-together and I don't know when to do it, and you're thinking, you know what? There's probably a lot of people who are free on December 27th, you know what I mean? In the 100%. Days after Christmas. Yeah. And if you say, I'm going to have a Christmas party, right, within the Christmas octave, you can also, that's another way to quietly witness, hey, Christmas is still here. Now's the time to really celebrate, guys.
And a lot of people don't realize, I mean, Charlotte mentioned that Straight No Chaser had a great version of the 12 Days of Christmas. She likes that one. That's a funny one. It's
really
funny.
Silly. Hold on.
Oh, okay, we're going to hear the trail. Go ahead.
At one point, they were like, 9 ladies dancing, 8 ladies dancing, 7 ladies dancing, 6 ladies dancing.
It's a funny version of that song. It is. And they get all mixed up with the days and all that kind of stuff. And we can do that way. But a lot of people don't realize when the 12 days of Christmas start.
Right.
I mean, most people think it's the 12 days leading up to Christmas.
It's not.
And it's not, right? That's right. Exactly. They start Christmas Day, the 12 days of Christmas. Right. And so it's like a lot of people don't realize. And so you're right, Sam. We usually have lots of time on our hands. Most people are off work. Some places close. And it's just like everything's low key. Everyone's done celebrating.
Right.
Right. And really, that's a great time. Mm-hmm. It's a great time to witness to Advent leading into Christmas and help people understand, like, okay,
now we celebrate
Christmas. We had Advent, now we celebrate Christmas. You are going to get invited to Christmas parties.
Sure.
And 99.9% of Christmas parties are going to take place before December 24th.
Right.
And so you are going to need to go to those.
Right.
You can't say, because no one likes that person.
Excuse me, you have to call this an Advent party.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah, it's Advent party.
However, we can quietly do things like wear purple.
Right.
But, you know, purple's not a quiet color. It's a beautiful color. I love it. It's a color of kings. So we can wear purple. And the people are like, you chose purple? I thought it was red and green. It's like, I'm glad you noticed. Thanks for asking. Let me explain. Get some of that Christmas punch and let's talk about it.
Why are, like, a lot of people think that red, green, and white are Christmas colors, but why were those particular colors chosen?
You know, there's history there, and it's become tradition that everyone sees that. And I don't know, there's lots of reasons why things happen over the years. But there are things that connect red and green, like the green of evergreens, the everlasting, the ever-love, the God of eternity, right?
They're just nice colors together. They're complementary.
They are nice. They're lovely colors. And red is the color of blood and the Holy Spirit. And Jesus came in the Holy Spirit, but it was like in the incarnation, right? The Spirit became flesh, and how beautiful that is. But at the same time, he was born to die for us, and so by his stripes, by that blood, we're healed. And so you start to realize red and green have lots of different meanings that you can see in Christmas, but there's also lots, I'm sure, it's like, what colors do we have available on the color wheel?
You know, red and green.
Yeah, red and green. That will be great. So that's become traditionally Christmas colors. And so and as we start to decorate, we can decorate. Because I know people that are, and there may be some people listening to this show that will disagree with me, but I think it's appropriate to decorate before Christmas. I really think it is, because it's like, if you were going to have a feast, right? And if you invited, like, we have this great feast, Sam, I want you and all your friends, I want you and your 100 closest friends to come to my house. Yeah, it's going to be a big party. We're going on Christmas Day, and we're going to have a Christmas feast.
Yeah.
Now, if you showed up on Christmas Day, it's like, Deacon Jeff, I'm so glad. Thank you for inviting me. Here are my 99 friends with me. The 100 people were here for this feast. And I said, well, I haven't started cooking yet.
Right. What?
Yeah, I know. So, Charlotte, would I have to prepare for that? I mean,
you
I have
feed
my
us
friends.
Air?
Well, no, I could feed you air.
You could feed us air.
But that wouldn't be a great feast,
right?
No, I think it's a that's a personal decision that each person needs to make. I like the idea personally of waiting until Gaudete Sunday, but you know what? I mean, there's
yeah, but it's before Christmas.
It's still before Christmas,
and that's my point. I don't know when it's going to be before Christmas.
Yeah,
maybe it's not the day after Halloween. maybe it is just a little later in November.
Not All Saints Day,
right? Yeah, maybe not All Saints Day, but the thing is, you're going to have to prepare before. And I'll be honest with you, when you're cooking pumpkin pies, you know, you're getting ready for Christmas dinner or whatever, it's okay to listen to Christmas music.
Of course.
You know, of course. And that's the thing. So I think that sometimes we can swing back too far.
Oh, yeah. We don't need to be, like, legalistic about it. The point is that we just need to make sure that we focus on the preparatory aspect of the season. And by the way, I saw a meme that you might think is kind of funny. It said, when one door closes, another door opens. When one door closes, another door opens. When one door closes, another door opens. And it says at the bottom, me making my way through the advent calendar eating chocolates.
Yeah. So Wait, here's the, yes.
Oh, well. So I just want to say this on behalf of others. When you say it's never too early, like when you said it's fine to decorate early.
Yeah.
You just gave my friend permission to decorate in September because they do that.
Oh, do they do that? So that might be a little early in my book.
But it's very early.
I'm not gonna judge. You know, in the words of our Holy Father, who am I to judge? I'm not gonna judge about how early it is that you're going to decorate for Christmas. I will just say that the theme of this show is remembering Advent, that we don't forget Advent,
right?
That we understand what Advent is, why Advent is, and who is coming. And how we prepare. And then as we get closer to Christmas, I'm all for writing letters to Santa. I'm all for starting to decorate the house. And Gaudete Sunday is a great Sunday to sort of like turn the lights on.
Yeah.
You know, love that. So, Charlotte, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
This has been so awesome. Sam, this has been great. Let's all prepare for Christmas. And you know what?
Here's the thing.
Remember Advent. And the Blessed Mother will help us to do that. Mm-hmm. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
We all did that at different times.
Thanks for listening to the Catholic Cafe. If you'd like to contact Deacon Jeff, send him an email at deaconjeff@thecatholiccafe.com. Visit us on the web at thecatholiccafe.com. You can also find us on iTunes or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The Catholic Cafe is brought to you by the Order of Malta Federal Association. Join us again at the Catholic Cafe, serving up salvation one cup of coffee at a time.